Good day, listeners. We are now in the fourth episode of our podcast titled Checkmate. Enjoy listening. A moment in Santa Mesa. Pablo arrived where he found Lydia and Leonardo sitting on the sofa. "Why have you done this?" her father chided her gently. "If you wanted to move out, did you have to run away?" "To Leonardo," he said. "And you, are you angry with me?" House by themselves.
Jane Kitangan felt so elated, he proposed a celebration. Kapating insisted to cover all the expenses in the said vacation in Max's in Quezon City. But Jing wouldn't allow it to happen. Early the next morning, Kapading called up to Santa Mesa house to tell that his wife had fallen ill, and requested Lydia to come home in Zapote. The neediness of Mrs. Kapading doesn't seem to cease as she kept asking for her daughter and was sleeping most that day. When they arrived at the Zapote house to accompany Lydia and help her start moving her stuff, the Kitangan brothers were amused by what they saw. Mrs. Kapading, her eyes closed, laying on the parlor sofa, with a large towel spread out beneath her. But the drama doesn't seem so convincing, because the towel that was placed beneath Mrs. Kapading didn't look crumpled at all, and it was just pretensions. Lydia went to her room and Mrs. Kapading then followed. The Kitangans heard Lydia packing up her things. The conversation on moving out started again as Kapading reminded the brothers that the couple must stay in the house at Zapote Street. "I built this house for Lydia," persisted Kapading. "And this house is hers. If she and her husband want to be alone, I and my wife will move out of here. Turn this house over to them." Kapading went to the room of Lydia after he heard a clutter of drawers falling upstairs. As he heard a clutter of drawers falling upstairs, he felt a sudden uneasiness. As he went upstairs, he said to the Kitangans, "Don't misunderstand me. I'm not going to coach Lydia." He went into Lydia's room and immediately closed the door behind him. After a long while, Lydia and her father came out of the room together and came down to the living room. Lydia was clasping a large crucifix. Then she advised the Kitangans to go home and tell Nardine to fetch her.